name, that's the song title. Flyer than a condor. Little niggas around for pop these flows in you. Part of being holding. I am who you're trying for. I stay locked. Push up, stay hot. No coops, got no boots. Whatever they stay to drop. Nigga, I'm saying, I'm sorry. Hosted by the Chainsmokers. On BPM.
Why is it YouTube? If I was doing the YouTube EDM 15, it would just be fucking... fucked up remixes of total bullshit. Intercut with samples from that you'd find typically in a montage parody. So aren't those the top EDM tracks on YouTube, really?
This next one right here is a song called Night Lights. It is by my homies K Theory. This is a remix I made. Enjoy.
Now I'm okay. 70.
And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall.
Thank you. Faction with Jason Ellis. My name is Shannon Guns. Gaslight Anthem, also refused in the next couple of minutes. First, we're going to hear Prayers. So Prayers is what was produced by Travis Barker. And it's new to Faction. You know what you think about it. The song's called Young Gods. Go to facebook.com/radiofaction to let us know.
Get this water I've been talking about, or not talking about.
All right, let's get out of here.
Every day from 10 to 1, that's Eastern, former GM Jim Duquette, Mike Farron, joined by some of the top managers from around the league. Take, for instance, tomorrow, Lloyd McClendon from the Mariners, or Red Sox manager John Farrell. They are at various times throughout that show, which happens on Sirius 209, XM 89, Power Alley tomorrow. Right now it's Bruce Hornsby in the Range, Van Halen from 1984, next.
My original goal was just to get into the building next year. So I'll try to keep my head on straight and do the best thing for her.
Christina Richmond, the three-time now champion of the California Rodeo in Salinas, California. Boy, if you got to be a three-time champion at a rodeo, that's a pretty good one to be a three-time champion at. Congratulations.
Sure is. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time, Christina. Travel safe, and we'll see you somewhere soon.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thanks. Christina Richmond joining us on Western Sports Roundup. She just won the California Rodeo in Salinas, California for the third time. We've got more coming up.
Stop calling the Rodeo just because it happens
on
in California.
Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We'll be right back.
More Western Sports Roundup coming up. Rural Radio, Sirius XM 80. Hi, this is Red Steagall. Join me every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern, and together we'll explore the life of the American cowboy through his portrait and his music on Cowboy Corner Collections. These are shows that we've recorded
and
aired
over the past 20 years. As much jewelry
we will include the music and poetry of our friends, as well as myself and the boys in the bunkhouse, with stories by America's great storytellers. Join me as we ride through the West on Cowboy Corner Collections, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern on Rural Radio.
This is a Market Minute on Rural Radio. With a look at Monday's grain trade, I'm Marlon Bowling. Well, the grain markets were under pressure right from the get-go Monday morning, with pressure coming into all the grain exchanges in part from the strong U.S. dollar. Corn started out under the gun as traders interpreted the warmer, drier weather over the weekend to be beneficial to adding bushels to the new crop potential. Soybeans were pressured for the same reasons, along with talk that South American soy meal has been booked to come into ports in North Carolina. South American new crop soybeans continue to keep the pipeline plenty full on a global basis. Wheat futures were lower with...
Move them soybeans. Move them soybeans. Y'all better move them. Move that soy.
Because Xfinity is now bringing multi-gig speeds to the city of San Francisco. That's right, 2 gigabits of fast, and they won't just be available to people in special neighborhoods, because Xfinity is making multi-gig speeds available to more people in more neighborhoods than any other network. Get ready for a new era of speed. Download huge files in 60 seconds, HD movies in 20 seconds, and full music albums in less than a minute. Get ready for more faster everything. Xfinity, that's the future of awesome.
Maybe a weird thing to advertise. I mean, I guess I know people download that stuff legitimately, but...
Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump with your club card, because you can use up to 20 cents per gallon in Safeway gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to 20 cents per gallon, when you shop more at Safeway.
One you can have, go through the mall, if you like it, you can grab, total it all up, put it on my tab, and then...
Download Xbox 360 ISOs in like 3 minutes. What are they even fucking...
Matter who you is, miss, you can get the business. I see you hold this door.
Atari 2600 Donkey Kong noise right there.
Sorry for the garbage. I was trying to find some parking. I said, fuck it, took the bar, and now Now I'm grabbing rappers' carcasses, rolling them up in carpets, dumping that good for nothing ass behind your local market. A lot of rapping, a lot of talking, a lot of fronting, a lot of popping. A lot of rappers' mamas watching like I wish his daddy wore a condom. Acting yet dead, the way I'm throwing metal at they X-Men. It's been rap, motherfucker. Team Backpack, motherfucker. San Quinn, Shark Sinatra. Team Backpack, you bitch.
DMC, what could this even be?
Toadies.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
To toad the wet sprocket and a swamp full of other commercial-free frog stomp and licks of 90s alternative and grunge. This is SiriusXM Lithium.
Standings, but those can change so much. I mean, there is still time, there's still big rodeos and lots of money to be won, and Cheyenne is one of those that can change that.
I asked Tom Hersig of the Cheyenne Frontier Days Rodeo about something you and I talked about when we first started this conversation, and that is a town of 60,000 people that brings how many into Cheyenne, Wyoming for the 2-week run of the Cheyenne Frontier Days?
We'll bring in from outside the city of Cheyenne, we'll bring in up to in excess of 150,000 people from outside the city of Cheyenne throughout the week, throughout the 10 days of Cheyenne Frontier Days. So, you know, we have, and we're not just a regional market. Last year we had a person from every state in the union. We had 31 countries represented across 7 continents. So, you know, we've got a wide international reach that I don't think a lot of people understand how well known Cheyenne Frontier Days is across the whole world.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and
everyone around the world is talking about Cheyenne Frontier Days. I know I am.
Cheyenne, right. Wyoming, the Cheyenne Frontier Days are the signature of the town.
Oh, absolutely.
So, let me ask you a question about, as a contestant, as somebody who's actually won the Cheyenne Frontier Days Rodeo, which is one of the most prestigious titles in the world. You talk to rodeo contestants.
It's one of the most prestigious titles in the
world. Cheyenne, Pendleton, Calgary, 3 of the biggest rodeos. Those are ones that are on everybody's bucket list. They want to win. How much does that mean to you as somebody who is... His family has been involved in Cheyenne for generations, and as a former champion and now the CEO of the Cheyenne, how much does that mean to you?
Oh, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to do that. You know, when I started roping, those were the three things I wanted to do. I wanted to compete at the national finals. I wanted to win Pendleton. I wanted to win Cheyenne, and that was it. And in fact, when I got Pendleton in 87, I didn't get Cheyenne until 2002, which is quite a range of years. And actually, when I was when I won the Steer Rope 2002, I was actually the contestants chairman here at Cheyenne Frontier Base and wasn't even going to enter. And a good friend of mine, Harold Baumgartner, which a lot of people know, you know, he entered me. And shoot, I didn't even know I was entered until like a few days before Cheyenne, and which was probably a good thing because I had so much on my mind that steer roping was way down the list. But, you know, when I won it, that was the last steer that I roped. It was at Cheyenne. I said, you know, if I'm going to quit, this is where you quit. And I told Justin McKee, the announcer, that I said, you know, regardless of what happens, the last year I want to run is in the finals of Cheyenne, good, bad, or indifferent. And, you know, I was very fortunate it turned out the way it did.
How many animals does it take to produce the Cheyenne Frontier Days Rodeo?
Oh, geez. You know, we've got close to 600 head of Corini Steers. We've got about 250 calves here. Bucking stock, I think that number is in excess of 400 in the head bucking stock. So, you know, we have 1,800 contestants, so it's it takes a lot of stock.
Yeah, absolutely. For folks who have, if somebody's kind of been teetering on it, wondering, should I go to Cheyenne someday? The answer is obviously yes. But talk to the person who's never been to the Cheyenne Frontier Days before. Tell them what they can expect.
Well, I think what you can expect at Cheyenne Frontier Days, not only do we have the world's largest outdoor rodeo based on number of contestants, but what we try to promote here is a true Western experience. We have an Old West town. Our parades, we have the greatest collection of carriages anywhere in the world. You know, we have the free pancake breakfast.
All right, I'm sold. But you sold me on free pancakes. The rest of it sounds lame.
We want people to experience that and really kind of come away with a good understanding of, you know, we do this because we want to show how we got here. And we got here from people forging their way through the ranching and agricultural industry. And we can't ever forget our history. And so it's important for people to come here, and it's a history lesson with a lot of fun attached to it. We've got the greatest country western night show lineups in the world. We've got opening this weekend. We have Blake on Friday night, Moran on Saturday night. I don't know of any other town of 50,000 people that can pull that off.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then we have Alabama. We got Keith Urban, Toby Keith. I mean, we're, and then throw in non-country, we have Aerosmith playing on Wednesday night. So, you know, I guess if you can't find anything at Cheyenne that you like to do, I'm not sure you can have any fun anywhere else. It's we got something for everybody, families, party people.
We started by you talking about the park, and that's something that in my opinion, I certainly as a broadcaster have not
and as a party person.
But that whole facility, it's not just the rodeo arena, but everything about that place is just, I mean, it's just a fabulous facility.
It is, and you know, I don't know about you, Steve, but when I step on the grounds, it's like stepping back into history. There's something about this park that we've been able to maintain that, where it's, you know, you can picture the old bronc rides and the...
What's up? like a fiend. Boy, I like the block of young Billie Jean. And I'm dodging.
About to tell you where my love at. Cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'll be in, but I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm broke. Take him at his purse. I just want the whole shoe steak. I never see. Not that. You broke, been broke, don't be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't read me. No, cause I'm telling lies. She's telling lies. You wanna sit there with a straight face and I'm gonna meet each other on one another's lies. And I can take you 30 times, how to give you a hoe. And I can take you 30 more, and you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy? Nigga, I'm trying to hit the nose with the pussy.
This is J45.
John, this is My Rocket Hour on Beats One, broadcasting on Apple Music. A few years ago, about three years ago, I saw a video of four young Irish boys from Cavan in Southern Ireland called The Stripes. And I what I was saying, because funnily enough, I mentioned earlier in the show on Queens of the Stone Age, Dave Grohl was on that set. And I played the video to Josh Arm and the boys from Queens of the Stone Age and Dave Grohl. And they said, whenever they want to go out on tour, these guys, we're going to take them. Because there were four young Irish people, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, playing R&B music. Now, most new acts, bands, want to be Justin Bieber or McBusted or whatever, or 5 Seconds of Summer. These boys were playing R&B music. And I was like, where on earth did they hear this stuff? And they saw it all on YouTube, and that's the music they loved. And I thought, God, it's like music from another planet, because usually teenagers aren't interested in this kind of stuff. So we signed them to my company, Rocket, and this is a track from their new album. And now they're writing their own songs. They started off like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, recording a lot of other people's songs, and then they're developing into great songwriters. And this is from a new album called Little Victories, which is coming out soon, and it's called A Good Night's Sleep and a Campfire Hearth.
Around my neck and pull me in, 'cause I got my key, I'm in, I need to sin. You got me, baby, I'm so, so happy. pull me in. Cause I've got nothing but a keen eye for you and a need to sin.
You got me, baby, I'm so.
Time to look at it tomorrow. Tomorrow's fucking busy for me, so I stuck around late and took care of it tonight instead. So, yeah. See you later.